You're listening to Kane and Corey.
Yeah, we're back!
And we're back!
Did you enough sleep? Sleepy head?
I slept all right last night, baby. I wasn't turbulent at 30,000 feet.
It's funny, we talked about that yesterday morning because I don't know if I was pissed. I wouldn't say I was pissed, but I was like, how in the hell on a 6-hour flight, knowing you take pills, Xanax and whatnot, to crash out, how you not get more than 3 hours of sleep on the plane? I assume there had to have been turbulence, and I was
That's
right.
That's cute that you thought it was a 6-hour flight. That's cute. On the way there, it's 5 hours, 45 minutes. On the way back, it's 4 hours, 45 minutes.
No, it
now,
ain't.
That's
What, yeah, did the planes the get stream. Faster since I've flown to California?
Look it up. It was 4 hours, 45 minutes. We had this conversation before. It took us 4 hours, 45 minutes. Yeah. Not only that, the whole fucking time, I'd fall asleep, and I guess I was fucking so tired. I fell asleep, and all of a sudden, ding!
Seatbelts, please. Seatbelts.
I wake up. I'm like, what the fuck? Fall back asleep. Ding!
Seatbelts. Seatbelts.
It's like, what the fuck?
And I hate when that's all they say, too. Seatbelt.
That's it.
Seatbelt. Well, why don't you let me know when the
turbulence is going to be over.
Right. Yeah.
Give
exactly.
us a scale. Like they should give you a number, like 1 out of 10. Like this is gonna be a 3.
Right, they should. Six hours, 10 minutes from New York to LA.
Yes.
But from LA to New York.
And don't
well,
take,
you just said 5 hours.
It took 5 hours and 45 minutes to get there. It did not
depends
take
on the
hours.
Wind, right? But also, Kane, as you're looking for, you also brought up that did you fly back in one of those lay down seats?
Yeah, I laid the fuck down. I was comfortable as shit. Again.
5:25, LA to New York, 5:25.
I'm telling you.
It cut off some time.
Well, you were on the plane. I mean, I guess I have to believe you.
Even that is not enough sleep, though. 5:25, that's when I don't fall asleep before takeoff. I don't fall asleep till we're up in the air and I know everything's fucking good. That's when I fall asleep. So I fell asleep. And then, again, I keep getting woken up. And then I woke up with 45 minutes left on the plane ride and they make you put your seat up. So, like, you have 45 minutes left. And they had the flight attendants came through because it was going to be a bumpy landing. So they're like, everyone's got to sit up now. So I was like, I still have 45 minutes to sleep. I couldn't, though, because they made me sit up. And I can't fucking sleep like this, like a regular person.
What's that like? To lay down on a plane?
It's fucking wild, dude. Fuck. Let me tell you.
Share it with us plebs.
It's wild. It's weird because, like, you got this big screen TV in front of you and you could just do that. You can, and then they come, dude, it's wild. Last year was the first year I ever did it.
How does you it have feel dividers to, and stuff between the seats, or how does it? Because some of them have like a door and shit.
Yeah. Oh no, I didn't ride that one. Oh. It's just I had my own seat. I was by myself next to the window, and I just had a bed. I could lay down and lay up, and then I had like a big area over here. And they asked me if I wanted dinner. I said yes, but I fell asleep before the dinner came, so they didn't give me no dinner.
Did you have any guests over?
I had incense going. I had two candles.
Hey, 3A, pop on in.
They give you a welcome
mat. I just made a casserole.
You know what's crazy? They give you slippers. You get a pillow and a blanket.
What the fuck?
And I think you can keep the pillow and blanket. I just never do. It's nice shit, too. Like, nice thread clowns. Fucking very comfortable. And then they give you headphones. But it's the two-prong headphones, so it only works in airplanes.
The cheap ones? The earbuds with the cord that you always have to ask for?
No, these.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
And I'll never be able to.
An eye patch and toothbrush and toothpaste.
Is the difference in price that big?
It has to be. Let me guess. Hmm. One way. Or no, you probably bought round trip. Round trip was probably $5,000.
No.
Oh, I was going to say.
Get the fuck out of here. Not a chance. I think it was round trip, maybe $1,700.
That is a lot cheaper than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's cheap, but
when you have anxiety and you're flying 5.5-6 hours, to me, it's worth it. I can't, like, it was very worth it.
Dude, if I could afford it, 1,000%.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Comfort and peace of mind is worth any amount of money, which is why I'm probably done flying. I'm just going to drive everywhere. Dude, my cousins, they were like, hey, because they're going to come here for... July, right? Technically our birthdays, you know, they're going to be here in July and they're going to go to Turks and Caicos for like the week before they come here to Jersey. Mm. And they were like, hey, do you want to come with us? I'm like, can I drive there? I don't think I can drive there. I'm good.
Are those, last question, are those seats, those lay down seats ever empty? Meaning like they're not booked?
No.
Jay, that's one thing. You're not charming the stewardess into getting an upgrade into one of those.
Yeah, I was going to say,
no
could you?
Way.
No, okay.
No, let's see.
And that, not yeah, just you, I mean anybody. Like, yeah.
So they
oh, my God, I saw your episode of Sex and City 25, 30 years ago. Move on up here. That's not
I'm
happening.
I'm trying to see right now. Like, so if you were to go in a month, round trip to LAX, one ticket, and you're going to sit Delta One.
It's called Delta One.
Right. Delta One, yeah.
We're Delta 101. What they wouldn't if there was an empty.
Oh, see, that date's even more. See, that date's 3,000 for a round trip. Mine was like 1,700, 1,800.
They wouldn't say to you, Kane, they see a tall guy like you sitting in an economy seat, and there's two of those. They wouldn't
they
be
won't
like,
see me sitting in an economy seat. I have to buy a premium seat.
Or otherwise, whatever. They wouldn't be like, hey, sir, this one's open. Would you like to take it?
Fuck no.
Like,
why would they do that? The price differential on those things? They would rather leave it open. Throwing the leftover food away instead of giving it to the homeless. It's just
they give upgrades to people. They have upgrades. The people that have upgrades available will get the upgrade first. But you got to have like a card. You got to use like a Delta, American Express card.
Because as a regular person, I have been upgraded before by like a flight attendant who just goes, they see you and they come on up here. And they whisper, come on up, and you go take the seat. Like, what? Oh, my God, thank you. That's happened. But I don't think that would happen in a something like that.
Yeah, see, this one's $2,000, and it says from JFK to LAX, 5 hours, 50 minutes.
Mm. Yeah. God, I was kind of living like a pimp yesterday, too.
What?
It wasn't my own doing, though.
What the fuck do you mean? I was living like a pimp. I didn't slap no hoes or anything. I didn't fucking have a gaggle of hookers. So what are you talking about, pimp?
A hoe. I did slap a hoe, but that's, you know, she had it coming. She was in the men's room. No, but I was at Citi Field, and I was right. Remember, I was bitching yesterday. Because you make a plan 4 months in advance, and then you forget about it, and then the day comes, you don't want to do it. I'm so happy that I went, because this guy bought the club seats. Like, we were in section 18.
Oh, your friend. That's right, because I woke up, because I asked you yesterday, I said, can we go at 9:30? I said at 9:30, I got to sleep to 9:30. And I woke up at 9:30, and you said, yeah, we got to go at 9, because I got to catch the train at 10. And I just rolled over and went back to sleep. I was like, fuck, I'm going back to bed. I was like,
didn't even bother it. I wonder if they're doing a show. Let me just check in real quick.
I was so tired. I was so exhausted. I was like, they'd be all right. And then so I rolled over. So you took the train to the game?
40 minutes train into the city, and then another 40 minutes on the subway to get to Citi Field.
Shit.
It's a lot better on the way back because you're hammered. You don't really give a shit about
stuff. You're drunk, so it feels like a roller coaster ride.
Oh, yeah, dude, on the way back, I'm like, God, we're here already. Where's the bar? We're going to the bar. Cool.
Did you go to the new train station? I heard there's a new train station. It's nice as shit.
Where?
No, just Penn Station. They've remodeled it. They've redone.
No, there's a new station, I think, on Madison. It's supposed to be like immaculate. It's a Grand Central Madison.
Oh, that I don't know anything about.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it's definitely an upgrade in Penn Station from what it used to be.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not hard. But yeah, I just want to let you know that if, because, you know, club seats are expensive. I'm never going to go again unless somebody buys me a ticket. But just so you know, the urinals in the club seats got walls, and the urinals in the rest of the stadium doesn't have walls between them.
So that's a good reason to get club seats.
That's bullshit.
So you can piss in private.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to pay. Pay the upgrade just to get so no one sees your cock.
That's the thing. There's a trick for women. Like, if women ever want to know before they see a guy's wiener, if he's got a big wiener or not, just follow him into the bathroom. Like, because depending on how close or how far away he stands from the urinal is how big his dick is. Like, if you stand far away, you got a big wiener and you want people to see it.
Yeah,
like, if you're like me, your belly button touches the urinal. You know what I mean? I'm in that shit. I'm like, I don't want, you could tell I got a little wiener just by the way I stand in it. I'm just like, I'm like a guy that's trying to go 9 seconds on a bull. You know what I mean? I'm fucking like in it, like
right
so
down,
deep.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. My buddy who bought the tickets, it came up where he was telling a story about like one of his wife's coworkers, some Asian dude, was upset that, I mean, I guess they were in the wall. Long story short, he was pissing with her near, and he did the whole turn his back. He was at the urinal, but like he turned his back and really, he leaned in and turned his back. I'm like, oh, that he's definitely got a small cock. That's a small cock maneuver. If you turn your back, right? If you stand sideways.
Yeah. I've done that before. You're at the corner. And you want to really make sure no one sees your dick. Yeah. So you just pee towards the corner. I've done that.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
But I mean, I'm just saying, but that's a definite, because he was like, really, is it? I'm like, yeah, that's a definite small cock maneuver.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, dude. That's just, you don't want someone seeing your dick, man.
Didn't say there was. I'm just saying that's, you know, like you said, you're standing back a little bit if you got something to show.
Yeah, but
what if you see a black dude doing that? Then what do you
attribute? Dude, I've seen black dudes stand 2 feet from the fucking urinal.
Yeah, I seen a guy pee from across the room one time.
Dude, the guy next to me. We went upstairs and pissed one in the 100s, you know, where there was no walls. And there was a fucking, I don't know, he was Mexican or something. He's brown skinned.
Ecuadorian, and, probably got a big wiener.
But he was like massaging it. I could see out of my peripheral.
He was probably trying to get it all out.
He was trying to squeeze it, but he was like, oh, he started at the base and went, nah.
Well, yeah, like how you do toothpaste. Like how you do toothpaste. He's trying not to dribble on his pants, so he's trying to get it all out.
I know, but it doesn't work.
It does work like that. If you think about it, it's like a tube and you're trying to get it all out. You don't want to get pee-pee on your pants, man. That's embarrassing.
It was all I could do to not, because I saw him like, what was happening? Yeah. That's very long, but he was fucking, like it was a teat.
Yeah.
Like he was fucking.
Trying to drain the main vein, dude.
God almighty. But I did want to say, good for you.
Yeah. Well. What do you feed impressive. That thing, sir?
Jenny says, shit. Jenny says, out of the peripheral, ? Sure.
No, I would tell you if I looked. I got no shame. No, I was looking down, you know, because I was about ready to finish, and yeah, I just saw it. Like, I mean, like I said, he was away from it, and he was doing this so, like,
yeah, good for him, man.
Oh,
me's like this.
Yeah, you got like
two fingers and thumb. Yeah.
How was the comedy show last night?
It was packed, man. It wasn't. So I got on stage and I was like, thank you guys. This is a very intimate show for me. I told them to sell as least tickets as possible. So thank you for...
Well, how many people were there?
Like 35. And then tonight, we did, for some reason, they wanted to do two shows. A Wednesday night and a Thursday night at the fucking mall. So like last night we had 35 tickets. Tonight we've got like 45 tickets. We should have just combined one night.
One show, yeah.
900 people. It doesn't make sense.
The mall's a pain in the ass.
No one wants to go to the American Dream on a fucking Wednesday night.
No, you
got to
fucking park and then schlep through the mall to find the club.
You got to pay to park?
Yeah, that's, I mean, and you know what? You played a lot of shows in Jersey, you were saying.
Dude,
so.
I've done like 5 shows in the past 2 months.
I know.
Dojo. I did American Dream not too long ago. We did 200 tickets that night. 200 people were there. And then I did what? Stress Factory and fucking, yeah, it's been
Did anybody, fun. Remember doing remotes in radio? Like you'd go to the car lot and the owner of the car lobby. Where's all my people? They expected like magic to happen and they were going to sell 10 cars.
No, they were fucking happy
day.
Because they would never have anyone there at that time. They fucking made money. Like they usually don't have anybody.
I was wondering if somebody from the comedy club was going to, where's all my people?
Everyone bought 2 drinks and food. So like they fucking were happy about it.
Where's the actual comedy club in American Dream? Is it in House of Q?
It wasn't the comedy club. It was at the fucking House of Q. No, that's just the comedy club was at the American Dream Live. But some guy rented it out for 2 years now, and it's a fucking bubble show there for kids. It's going to be an interactive bubble show experience for children and parents.
I bet there was more than 35 people there.
No, it's not even open yet. But when we did the show there, we had 200. We sold it out. We sold out the comedy show there.
No, I know. I remember.
Remember, yeah.
But doesn't that, it looked more like a room with curtains.
It was fucking stupid looking.
Folding chairs and curtains. It looked like a really put slapped together fucking. It wasn't
it was
a
next to Big
club.
Snow, right? Where House of Q is.
That's House of Q. That's where we were.
Oh, all right. All right. Huh. Talked about this yesterday a little bit. Getting recognized in weird places. Like I mentioned that I was recognized in the tampon aisle at CVS, and it was a little weird. Now I see something today. Julie Louis-Dreyfus was telling a story. Elaine from Seinfeld. She was recognized while giving birth naked.
Oh.
Yeah, and then the doctor's like, oh, hey, wait a minute, aren't you? Seems like you would have figured that out before, though, because you see the name on the...
That's yeah.
On the clipboard, but like, have you ever been recognized somewhere weird?
Actually, yeah, I got a physical one time, and actually just recently, the lady after the entire physical, after everything was done, she goes, "By the way, love your videos. Keep up the good work." I'm like, "You just felt all around my body, and you're just now telling me that."
Wait, did she do the cough thing?
No,
were you naked?
She did the cough thing. No, she didn't do the cough thing. But she saw my butt. She saw my backside because I took all my clothes off and put the gown on. I didn't know any better.
She didn't see your front side?
No, she didn't see me.
Then that's not a complete physical.
Yeah, no.
She's supposed to grab my nuts?
Yeah, well, there.
I don't have a hernia.
You're supposed to feel them for any lumps.
No. They don't fucking. No. You're supposed to feel your own balls for your own lumps. They don't feel. They feel for a hurt. Yes.
No, women aren't told that. They get help. Doctors feel women's breasts. No,
they go to a gynecologist for that. They don't go to a regular your practitioner doesn't do that. Your primary care doctor doesn't feel your tits. The gynecologist does your tits.
Well, the doctor's supposed to feel your nuts, too, for that.
The doctor, not one time ever in the history of me being a kid or an adult has a doctor ever grabbed my nuts and been like, let me feel for lumps. You're supposed to feel for your own lumps.
Yeah, no, that's not true.
And thank you, Jay.
I have to defend Kane because...
And then they do the side, they put their fingers on the side of cough. The sack and make
that's
you cough.
That's for a hernia.
Yes, yeah, but you don't go to a special doctor for that.
I didn't say you go to a special doctor. I'm talking about grab your nuts and feel for bumps. No one does that for your fucking testicles. Someone's
just
done
wiggle
you guys?
Them around in your fingers.
No one's ever done that to me.
I never had that done. At the urologist, I did.
That's the cough. All they do is this and cough.
Yes.
I never had someone touch my nuts for bumps or like
try a stress ball. They just sort of
No,
that's a urologist.
I never had someone diddle my fucking nuts like that.
I give up.
I agree with that. That I agree with you on court. The coughing thing, I agree with you, Kane.
No, I've had that. I've had the coughing thing.
Yes.
But the
feeling around your balls, like squishing them like
no one's ever checked my nuts like that, dude.
Yo, Kane was fucking.
I think you guys are getting railroaded. You guys are getting shoddy doctor treatment. I'm getting the full fucking package here.
No, because here's the thing. When you're a kid,
I
don't think they expect kids to have testicular cancer. That's not something you get later on. So I think that's why they make it important to tell you as a teenager to check your nuts.
Well, I was never fingered as a kid. This was later on in life as an adult.
Oh yeah, dude, they took advantage of you, man. You must give off that energy when you go to the doctor. How do you walk into the doctor? Hey, I'm ready for my appointment. Like, what do you say when you get in there?
Hey, doc, my vas deferens feels weird.
Corey, so you were recognized with your butt hanging out at the physical. So if you had to. Kane yesterday told us that he was recognized in a line at a gay bar.
Would you
rather be recognized in a line at a gay bar because you were going with a friend, not because you were like taking part?
Yeah, it was a club.
I'd rather you see my asshole than me being at a gay bar.
Me too.
What are you afraid of?
What are you doing here? She said.
Rumors? I don't know.
Yeah. What are you doing here? I don't know. I'm with her.
Can you imagine? She said, what are you doing here? You're like, I ain't gay. Just the whole time you wear a shirt in the club that just says I ain't gay. But you're at a gay club. I ain't gay.
I wear a chastity belt on the outside of my jeans just to make sure everybody knows that's a no-go zone.
I ain't gay. This is normal.
Tamara Kay says, I've learned more than I ever wanted to know about Kane's twig and berries listening to this podcast.
Oh yeah.
There's a comedian, Andrew Schultz. He was talking about how like his wife just gave birth. And after giving birth, the doctor was like, I'm a big fan of your work. And he's like, you just saw my wife's vagina. Now you're telling me that you want, like, you can't tell me that, dude.
Well, yeah. What did you think? The first thought through my head would have been, she just saw my asshole.
Yeah,
after the doctor told you I love your videos. What did you think?
I thought, this is a situation I'm going to have to deal with probably the rest of my life if I keep going this route. Because like, now, if people know me, they're going to see me naked in these vulnerable positions, and like, they're just going to think of me being a goofball on fucking the screen. You know what I mean?
Oh, please get your tubes tied.
Yeah. Hey, you want to see this dick? I was supposed to have an endoscopy today. I canceled it, though, because I don't want to have a sore throat when I go to Hawaii.
Yeah. You people are being smart asses. Tool Jobs says Kane would advertise he's got a butt plug in so he can't get poked. Let's see. What else? Oh, Kayla says they've also checked Kane's tonsils by putting their dick in his mouth.
What's that? This is a tonsil seeing device. Sir, it looks like your wiener. No, it's not. Close your eyes. This is a tonsil seeing device. I have a camera at the end of it.
Manny Rod, there we go. I've had a doctor feel around my balls. I agree with Kane. Kane, did we have the same doctor? LOL.
It's okay. More than one person gets molested. It's not like it's not a one person thing, dude. It's not solely you.
That's funny. Oh, you know what I want to do before I forget? Danielle Trump in the Mafia. She said, today's a great day. I'm officially open for business. I'm the proud owner of Tat Mam Tattoos in Mount Clemens, Michigan. So,
all right.
Congratulations, Danielle.
That's amazing. Awesome.
Great job.
Tat Mam Tattoos in Mount Clemens, Michigan. We wish you all the best.
I like my new gastrologist. She's fucking cool. She's cool. Because I started cursing around her on accident. She said something. She goes, She said, "Don't eat that. It's gonna make you." She goes, "You have to stop eating that." And I was like, "I don't give a shit," because I just settled down. She was like, "I'm sorry." She goes, "Don't worry." She goes, "I don't care if you curse." And then she said that her sister and her other sister, they work in healthcare as well. Like she does gastro. Her sister does like breast cancer and like breast stuff. Mm-hmm. And then her other sister does teeth. So she was like, "We're gonna start our own practice called TAT." Titties, ass, and teeth. And I was like, that's great. That's you good. Should do that.
Oh,
I was
yeah. like, yeah, I like this doctor. Outside the box right
this doctor's
there.
Fun. This doctor's cool, man. Yeah, she goes, I would start TAT, titty, ass, and teeth. And I was like, that's fucking.
I would go there.
I'd go there. Yeah, I'd fucking show up, dude.
That's a good bar name.
Titty, ass, and teeth.
Oh, shit. You're not going to titty, ass, and teeth? Fuck.
What's wrong with you, dude?
Oh, my God. That'd be my place. Are you happy today? Mafia, are we happy?
I feel like that's a loaded question.
There's a way to... I know Danielle Trump is happy. There's a way to get happy, and that's to hug yourself. We have some hugging music. I have a step-by-step instructional here. And Corey, I want you to try this.
It's called Crossing Your Arms, dude.
Not the porno music.
That's the only music
some
that I
have. Some happy children's kind of music.
All right. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Keep going.
Hug yourself.
It's the same song we do for everything, Jay.
Yourself for 20 seconds a day. Corey, I want you to do this. Okay. Close your eyes and think of a recent mistake, failure, or something that's been bothering you.
None.
I'm kicking ass. Okay, now consider how thinking about it makes you feel. Okay.
I made fun now of a bring, girl last night that they couldn't walk, so I
Oh. Bring one hand to your chest and the other hand to your stomach like you're giving yourself a hug. That's a little molesty there.
I know.
That's
you
a little Chester the
molester.
That was... Now, Jay, you can do this too.
All right.
Now, try to do it with the same warmth as if you were hugging someone you loved.
Okay.
Don't look at Jay. It's gross. Corey's grabbing his titty. But Corey hates hugs, so you're... Look at you guys. You're really getting into this. Now you think, how can I be a friend to myself in this moment? Take a few seconds. When you're ready...
You really want me to know? I'm going to tell you, jack myself off.
Yeah, be right back.
Be a real good friend to myself.
And then I open your eyes and go on with your day. People who did it for a full month felt less stressed about their life and happier in general.
Do you know what they say? People that just cross their arms, that's just hug. You're hugging yourself. People that cross their arms, they're just hugging themselves. It's supposed to make you feel comfort.
Jay, that's enough with the music.
Jay, how do we just get a different camera angle? What the fuck just happened? What was that?
Yeah, I don't know. That was weird.
You saw that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
How many cameras?
I have two cameras on my...
Do you really?
I actually have...
Fucking with me.
I have 1, 2, 3 cameras. So I have this one. Hold on. This one.
What the fuck just happened? That was a different camera angle. What the fuck? What kind of creepy stuff is...
The back of your neck looks like hot dogs there. No, we don't want to see that.
Oh, my God, dude.
Wow, these are awful.
Oh, my God. He's got... What in the chat roulette is going on here, dude? What the hell?
So, do you feel any different? Do you feel happier now?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right. I didn't invent it. You don't have to fucking... you don't have to placate me. This story is fucking amazing. Now you're going to be happy.
Okay.
This woman was happy living on the toilet for 2 years. Wait till you see this fucking story. This is a real fucking news story.
What do you
story.
Mean by living on the toilet? Like she didn't get up once?
She... This guy thought she went in there to fucking pinch one off and she never came out.
She lived with somebody?
And this is a real story, yeah. Watch this. This news anchor is beside himself. Listen to this.
Strangest stories we've heard in quite a while, and we should warn you, some of the details are a little disturbing. Listen to this. A Kansas woman is in the hospital tonight after spending 2 years on the toilet. The sheriff and paramedics were called to a home in Ness City, Kansas, where the 36-year-old woman lives with her boyfriend. The sheriff says the woman's skin had actually grown around the toilet seat. They removed the entire seat, and then doctors at the hospital freed the woman. Her boyfriend says he brought the woman food and water. He says he asked her every day to come out, but she refused.
Okay. No.
When she first went to the bathroom, I thought she was just snapping one off. But after a couple of days, she didn't come out, so I started bringing food. and some blankets at night. I would lay in the bathtub and talk to her. But I just kind of started to accept it that she didn't want to come out. Now, she never seemed like she was in any pain. And I think she just was really comfortable. It started to smell a little, so we would always take the Lysol in there.
That
and I would have
real.
To go to the bathroom in the bathtub. But it was really hard to do number two.
The woman is listed in fair condition at a Wichita hospital tonight. Investigators plan to present a report to the county attorney who will determine whether any kind of the strangest stories
there's
we've
no
heard.
Way, okay, there's no way the guy part is real. There's no way the guy, I brought her towels and I brought her blankets. Got
snap them one off.
Comfortable.
I think he probably inserted himself in there.
Yeah, that had to be. But my thing is, she lived with a boyfriend. That's true. We know that for a fact.
Yes.
Why the fuck out of how many 365 days times two? That's a lot of fucking days. 700-some days. Out of 700-some days, how the fuck did you 730 days? I believe that is. If check my math. Thank you. I'm very good at that. How did you not call the police and or the ambulance at one time?
I don't know. She liked it. There's some comments. I love how a woman stuck on a toilet's able to keep a relationship longer than me.
You know why? It's because she didn't nag him. He fucking,
no
if he wanted
shit.
To see her, he just wanted to saw her, you know what I mean? I laid in the bathtub and had conversations with her. what the?
Her Candy Crush score must be unbeatable. where's the, I'm looking for a comment.
Dude, that, if oh my God.
Oh, here.
Imagine this, if she was on there and the skin grew around the toilet, she never wiped her ass.
Yeah, because she would have had to move, right? Wow.
Somebody said she would die if it was true. Her body would shut down from poor circulation and get bed sores, etc.
Well, obviously she didn't, bitches. It was fucking real news.
Bunny Beach said, I just Googled it and it's true. It happened in 2008.
Yeah, it's real. She died though, right after this? Like she died from complications?
She did have circulation issues in her legs afterwards.
Did she end up dying?
I think... Let's see, even when they got the toilet off, she was upset because she had to leave the bathroom. I'm going to say either mental illness. Well, you think?
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe she just really liked the bathroom.
Did she die?
I think she did.
Oh.
I'm looking at some of these comments. I know, I heard you. I just was trying
I thought
to...
I thought I was... Let's see if I was muted.
Sitting on a toilet. Sitting on a toilet. Now flush.
Hey.
Yeah, I mean, she had to... She must have had hemorrhoids the size of Texas.
Oh my God, dude. She must have fucking, she must have been a free bleeder.
Did she have a TV in there?
Yeah, she would have had to have been.
She had to have a TV. Like, what does she do to pass the time?
I don't know, man. Rachel says, my legs go numb after 15 minutes. I feel weird. I know. Yeah, me too.
He said, the boyfriend said that she had a tough childhood. Her mother died at a young age, and apparently she was usually kept inside the house as she grew up. At one time, the woman worked for a long term. Care facility, he said. Huh.
So the part where the snapping one off, that guy wasn't real.
It I was don't think so.
Snapping one off.
There can't, that guy could not be real. But it, I will say this as well. If that guy is an actor, dude, he killed it. Dude,
no,
that
he
guy
did.
Nailed it.
Get a
guy
the only thing, you know what gives it away is usually when a news crew interviews someone, they don't hold a mic from Radio Shack and do it themselves.
It's usually not on a webcam. It's usually
right, legit.
Radio
Shack. That was a Radio Shack fucking mic, if I ever saw one. I used
the
to
camera angle
to...
was like a selfie angle too. Like wasn't it wasn't real, yeah.
But I mean, you know, the story itself is incredible. Now this is another incredible story. These kids are not happy because the school in Utah has allowed the furries to run wild.
Oh my God!
They allow kids to dress as furry. Those who identify as furries get to go to school like that, and they're bullying the other kids. They're biting.
I kind of wish I grew up during this generation just so I can have some fucking, that'd be fun. Imagine you're at school and some kid comes and dresses as a fucking horse, dude. I'm like, what the fuck?
Seriously, bring back bullying, like in the harshest way possible. Because these kids who are being, they're furries. That's not even a fucking thing, you mental case. But when they try to fight back, then they get in trouble. They're all outside protesting. Nebo School District in Utah.
Are they wearing a mask every day?
Yes. But every time they go, they're always just wearing wearing a mask, but the principal finally stood up and banned those stuff.
But they have, but they still wear them every day.
Yeah, they don't get in trouble. The principal doesn't get to make them get in trouble.
Yeah. All the principal says is just be kind, be nice, be nice.
And then,
what's the point of dressing up like a furry?
They think they're so cool that they want to get a lot of attention. So people can come at them and just look at them and think that they're so cool.
Okay.
Also,
are you guys going to be in trouble for walking out of school today?
No, maybe. If we go back on school grounds, we will get in trouble.
These little kids staged a fucking walkout?
Yeah.
These kids went on strike and they're calling out the principal? Hey,
even they know how
that's some fucking white kid energy shit right there. They're fucking they didn't walk out. They're fucking talking shit about the principal. They're like,
yeah,
that's Utah's a crazy place, man. Every time I see a video about Utah, first of all the kids look alike. They all look the fucking same. Like nothing different. They all look the fucking same. And like they got some wild shit going on there, man. Utah TikTok's crazy.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. There was these kids in high school, like they were going on, they interview their friends and stuff, and it's just like, I don't know, man. It was weird.
What's funny about that, it's like, why do they dress as furries or whatever? And they were like, oh, to be cool. That was never cool.
No, they said, one kid said, attention. They want attention. That's what it is. But also, a lot of them, maybe they have issues that the parents aren't addressing. That's the real problem, is that there's issues at home that the parents aren't addressing, and the parents are being lazy, so they're allowing their kid to dress as a furry instead. Instead of addressing the issue, it's like, I'm going to let him be whatever he wants to be. Well, he wants to be a fucking sheep. Well,
and let's not forget,
that's
too,
not
furries,
a bad idea.
Furries,
you know?
Furries is a sexual thing. So why are these kids even like, you know, that's a sexual fetish, furries. So why is this even a thing at their age?
I think it's being promoted as like you could be whatever you want to be, and these kids want to be animals because they don't feel like they could be humans because they're fucking not getting help from home.
If you identify as an animal, then you should go to like doggy daycare or something.
These kids don't know better though. That's the problem. They're just kids. They don't have anyone at home helping them. They're just children. They don't know their fucking way around. They don't. Children shouldn't be able to decide if they want to fucking have their nuts cut off. Or a fucking different body part. They should be able to decide if they want to be a fucking furry or not. That's Halloween's for. Dress up for Halloween. They should be helped. They need help. But the parents aren't helping.
If your kid barks and bites people and shits in the litter box, you failed as a parent.
And not only that, I'm fucking going to hit him like I would hit a fucking dog that bit me, dude. Right on the nose. Bah!
Have you seen the video where they're asking, like, you know, interviewing kids and stuff or young adults? Do you think someone underage should be allowed to have a tattoo? No, because they're permanent.
Yeah.
They're not old enough to make that decision. Uh-huh. Do you think they can change their gender?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's not permanent. They can change whatever they want. You can put a wiener back on.
look at Bobbitt. Yeah. John Wayne. No shit. What's his name? John Wayne Bobbitt?
Yeah.
He went out of his way to make sure everyone knew it still worked, even though it was teeny tiny. Made a porno and everything. But hey, by the way, he just had his toes amputated.
Diabetes?
Circulation issue, diabetes, something like that. Diabetes. Yeah. Or no, maybe it was like, maybe it was water related.
Or maybe he wanted to identify as toeless.
Dude, then there's those other crazy people. I saw her on Dr. Phil once, this woman who felt she should always have been blind. So she blinded herself with fucking chemicals and stuff. And now she's up on, yeah.
If I was a legit blind person, I'd be pissed, dude. I'd be like, you know how bad I want to see right now, and you just fucking did this to yourself?
Yeah. No, exactly. There are people who have gone to doctors to be permanently disabled because they feel, I forget what the term is for that, like, just like a trans thing. Yeah. You know, a man feels like a woman. They feel like they should have a disability. So, you know, most doctors will say, no, I'm not cutting your spinal cord. But, you know, you find someone who will do that.
Yeah. Again, it all starts at home with the parents, and they're just so fucking lazy. They don't want to fucking do anything. Too much work.
They need to self-hug. That's what they need to do. So a guy guy comes up to you, says, I'll give you $1 million if you sing every word of a song. Can't miss a word. What song are you picking? What
song
do you think you could? No. It has to be a real song.
HIJKLMNOP. Wait, what do you mean?
It has to be a real song.
Happy birthday.
No, that's not a real song. Like a song that you from heard on the artist. Radio. Yeah, like, or like, yeah, okay. Yeah, not a happy birthday or a twinkle twinkle or, you know, something like that.
Hmm.
Corey?
I'll probably do, damn, dude, that's a tough question. Eminem song? No, that's too many lyrics. You could, no, but you
that's
could fuck
a lot
that
of words.
Up. A lot of words. Maybe maybe like Tootsie Roll.
Or
the Cha-Cha Slide. Yeah, Tootsie Roll. Yeah, Tootsie Roll.
You want to try it?
Wow.
For $1 million?
Hey, well, I'll owe you. But
do I need to know the intro? Because like, there's a lot of, I think there's some talking in the beginning.
No.
Okay, just when it comes
I'll
to
I'll play
words.
The instrumental.
Okay.
Okay. I don't think that this is under any sort of copyright infringement thing, so I think we can get away with playing this.
Okay.
And because I don't even know, I listened to it a little bit. I don't even know where the song is supposed to come in. So this is the Tootsie Roll instrumental. Don't cheat.
Okay.
See if we can do this. Does that even sound familiar?
This ain't it. That ain't it.
This is Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll.
Cotton candy, sweet as gold. Let me see that. No, that ain't. That ain't it. That ain't it, Jay. As a DJ, you know that ain't it.
I mean, that sounds like every other. Yeah, it is.
That's Tootsie Roll.
You just don't realize it because there's people on it.
Cotton candy, sweet as gold. That's not it. To the left. To the left. To the right. No, it's not. Cotton candy, sweet as gold. Let me see that Tootsie Roll. To the left, to the left, to the right, to the right, to the back, to the back, to the side, to the side. Now dip, baby, dip. Come on, dip, baby, dip. Come on, come on. No, that's not it. That's not it.
Somebody remade that to make it sound like the. I don't think that's the actual Tootsie Roll thing.
I don't know what you've been told. It ain't the butterfly. It's the Tootsie Roll. Baru dancer. Take your partner, get on the dance floor.
Maybe
move your hips
one?
A little bit.
Let's try this one.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it.
Right away with the whistles.
1999, 69 quad DJs.
Candies.
Yeah, they're not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Hold on. Ready?
Yeah, it breaks down.
Cotton candy, sweet as gold. Let me see that Tootsie Roll. This is not. It hasn't happened yet, though. It's a long intro. Here it comes. Wait, has it already happened?
I think so.
Cotton candy, sweet as gold. Let me see that Tootsie Roll. To the left, to the left, to the right, to the right, to the back, to the back, to the side, to the side. Now dip, baby, dip. Come on, dip. Baby, dip. Come on, dip. Baby, dip. Come on, dip. Baby, dip. Cotton candy, sweet as gold. Let me see that Tootsie Roll. I don't know what you've been told. It ain't the butterfly, it's the Tootsie Roll. Baru dancer, grab your partner and get on the dance floor. Down the dip a little bit. Come on, a little bit. Ooh, girl, you got it.
No ifs, ands, or buts
about it. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. How about you, Kate? Okay, what song would you do?
Ready? Oh, yeah, you got
it.
No ifs, ands, and buts about it. And you over there with the long hair, keep it rolling that dairy, yeah? Because it ain't hard. Just brand new dance for the 1990 squad. 69 in the place to be. Hey, yo, Ski, what we come to see? Cotton candy, sweet as gold. Let me see.
Jenny said you're showing your whiteness right now.
Fuck you, Jenny.
No, my favorite part was when he raised the roof.
You should have done Eminem. Eminem's not hard to do. You just got to know, you got to be able to do it fast. That's it.
Dude, he squeezes so many words into such a small amount.
I can do the real Slim Shady easily.
You could
do
what?
The whole thing?
The real Slim Shady, easily.
Yes, I'm Slim Shady. I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys, we just imitate. So walk the real Slim Shady, please.
Yeah, for sure.
Nah,
man, have your attention, please.
If I'm going to do any Slim Shady song, it's Lose Yourself.
That's
Lose Yourself
one.
In the moment you own it, you better never let it go. Wow, we're such fucking white trailer.
No shit.
We're fucking... Oh! Pick one song to sing. Eminem!
May I have your attention, please?
Oh, wow, you sound, this
may
is,
I have your attention, please?
Like a...
With a real Slim Shady, please stand up. I repeat. Will a real Slim Shady please stand up? We're gonna have a problem here. Y'all act like you never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor like Pam and Tommy just burst in the door and started whipping her ass worse than before. But first with divorce, throwing her over furniture. It's the return of the, wait, no wait, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And
that's all. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, for a second, yeah. Now, see, I wish I could go back and do Nelly instead, because I remember I could do a Nelly country grammar back to front probably. Damn, I should have did that.
Well, I mean, it's not like there's a, we have a limit on this broadcast here. Yeah. Tree grammar instrumental. Okay. Let me throw this up here real quick.
Yeah, I was, I could rap that whole song. I just didn't want to do too long because I don't want to kick.
Yeah. You fucked up. It's okay though. Oh, shit. Yeah, this was it, dude. Hold on, let me turn on my headphones. Hell yeah. Mommy, E-I-E-I, uh-oh. You only start with, shit! It hasn't started yet. You gotta let it go. Here it comes. Hot shit! I'm going down, baby. No street in the Range Rover, street sweeper, baby. Got ready to let it go. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa, what? Listen to me now. Light it up and take a puff, pass it to me now. I'm going down, baby. No street in the Range Rover, street sweeper, baby. Got ready to let it go.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa, what?
Those are the words. Listen to me now. He's right.
Light it up and take a puff, pass it to me now. You can find me in St. Louis rolling the dubs and smoking the dog, rolling the pup. But we're gonna take a puff, pass it, Oh, fuck. Yeah. Let me see.
I mean, needless to say, and none of us would win $1 million.
Accumulated enough scratch just to navigate it. Wood decorated on chrome and it's candy painted. Fans fainted while I'm entertaining. Wild ain't it? How me and money getting acquainted. Plus I hang with the Hannibal. Oh, no. Hang on, left there. So bring it loud. Sing it loud. I'm from the loop and I'm proud. Run them out for the cause. I'm righteous above the law. Play my styles raw. I'm born to Mac like Todd Shaw. Give me paint in a glamour. Make a D's with a rubber hammer. My grandma's easy bonnet. Get the tonic and the chronic.
The delay doesn't help either. So
then you're reading them now too. Yeah. So, yeah.
Dude, that song was I fucking loved. Nelly. Someone made fun of Nelly the other day. They posted a picture of Nelly and it looked like he was at a set, like doing a sound. What do they do for a show? They do a sound check. And like there was only like 50 people in the crowd. They're like, Nelly's doing this now. I'm like, dude, don't fucking disrespect Nelly.
I just heard that Ashanti is having Nelly's baby now. She just announced it.
Nelly can still sell out shows if he fucking wanted to.
Hell yeah, he could. Ooh, that dress so scandalous.
That sounds another one. See, but it's been so long, dude. You're going to mess up one word.
Yeah.
Kane, what would yours be? Oh, Edwin McCain, Albie. And Albie, you're crying.
Nah, something like fucking We Built This City or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, though.
How about Mercy Me?
I'm not going to do it like you guys did. I think we've milked this bit as far as we can. Albie. But it would be, it would probably be something like that. Or like, you know, a Prince song. Oh, I could never take the place of your man or Purple Rain or anything off that album. That would be mine.
You know who follows me is Prince's ex-wife.
Maite?
She follows me, yeah.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does. Want to bet?
Oh. What is she doing now?
I don't fucking know. I just saw that she followed me. I was like, that's Prince's wife.
I don't fucking know. Hey, let's play initials game.
It's time to do
initials game.
GS.
Initials game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's still pretty. Boy, that baby they had, that was worse. That was a fucked up baby.
What do you mean?
It lived for a few days and stuff. It was like deformed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was pretty tragic, but.
Mm.
Yeah, my buddy was running Paisley Park Studios when she gave birth. So he was getting all the phone calls from Prince. Oh, she's in labor. Oh, God, the baby's fucked up. Pretty fucking horrible. I'm like, did you take any pictures? He goes, fuck no.
That's horrible.
It was like basically a blob. Anyway, GS.
Okay.
GS. Here we go. GS are your initials.
All right.
Use the clues to figure out the two words. Was drawn in 1950.
GS.
Was
Golden
transparent.
State.
Nope.
Transparent.
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 Gopher stool.
Go for stool? Yeah, no. Give me a no on that one. Known to sparkle.
Gobstopper. Known to sparkle.
Sparkle.
Yeah.
Come on. Glitter shark.
No. So close. Once shattered.
Shattered. Right, I gotta turn your comments off. Turn your comments off. All right. Mine once off, shattered.
Yeah. Sparkle, transparent, shattered, 1950.
This was a glitter sphere.
No,
shattered, 1950. Once shattered. It was a.
Once was temporarily left behind. No, one. One was temporarily left behind.
I have no idea.
Oh, it was golden. It was a shoe. Glass shoe. Glass slipper. Glass slipper. What?
Glass slipper is correct. You cut out. There you
what
go.
What the fuck? Yeah, it was Cinderella's glass slipper. She left one behind.
Yes.
Glass slipper. Wow.
All right, GS debuted in 2017.
Golden State.
No. Featured a playwright.
Featured a playwright. Gobstopper. No. Fucking. What? Wait, why do I keep fucking freezing up? I keep freezing.
Yeah, I don't know. Jay, write this down. We got to put
playwright.
It in there.
It was a playwright.
Featured a playwright. Featured the Swedish Nightingale.
Now Jay's gone. Featured the Swedish Nightingale. Gemstones. Featured a Swedish Nightingale, Jay. A Swedish Nightingale.
Sorry, lots. Okay.
Featured singing.
Game show.
Featured the award-winning song, This Is Me.
Oh.
This Is Me? Gay shit.
P.T. Barnum was played by Hugh Jackman in the
musical. Oh, Greatest Showman.
Corey. Surprise, Jay's not bitching. He knows. He knows Corey blurted it.
I said it at the same time, but I think the delay.
He was his k hit first.
Yeah.
Or g. His g. Yep. Connected to bridge.
Golden State.
No.
Oh, shit. I thought it was Golden State Bridge because it's the San Francisco.
That's a good guess.
It's the Golden Gate Bridge, isn't it?
Yeah, but the Golden State is connected by a bridge. So.
But I didn't say a bridge. Connected to bridge.
Oh, bridge.
Often considered a total success.
Great show.
Often discussed in golf and tennis.
Game shot. Game. Good shot.
Involves scoring.
Good shot. That's a good one.
Ground score. Grounds.
Connected to Denny's.
Grand Slam.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think it was that. How is it? Oh, yeah. I guess.
Because the Grand Slam of tennis is
golf. Yeah,
slam,
yeah. Golf.
But golf. I never heard of Grand Slam of golf.
Yeah. Baseball. Debuted in 2012.
I don't know. What the fuck debuted in 2012?
I don't know. Let's figure it out. Golden State. Refers to a way of life.
Good stuff.
No.
A way of life.
Has been seen billions of times.
Oh, been seen billions of times. Good sex tapes.
No. Most of it is not in English.
Oh, not in English.
Oh! 2012.
Godzilla series.
What?
Godzilla series. I don't
know. Spawned a dance craze.
Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Oh, Gangnam Style.
Wow. I thought I'd give it away with English, but English. I guess not. All right. Connected to information, please, in 1938. Yeah, just move on.
Yeah.
Sometimes connected to scandals.
Oh.
Sometimes feature panels.
F- feature.
Grand band. Jury, Grand Court, Grand Court, Grand Central.
Yeah. Grand.
Often feature rounds.
Oh, okay. There's going to be a round. You get a great debate.
Rounds.
What do they do at school? Something school.
Rounds.
Often feature puzzles.
Puzzles.
Great scholars. Great Scots. Puzzles.
Wow. Commonly featured.
Oh, fuck you. You see the answer, so it's easy for you, cocksucker.
Commonly feature prizes, contestants, questions, game show, and a host. There it is. When I said panels, you were probably thinking of like.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that nose on. I think walls. It was on the nose, dude. Like fucking.
IGS connected to a fire in 1963's The Birds.
Golden State.
Oh, I'd get it after this next one for sure.
Connected to The Birds?
Yeah.
Who wrote that movie? M. Night Shyamalan did, I think, right? No,
Not in 1963, did
he? Yeah, no, that was too
George sick. Strickland.
Appeared in 1979's The Jerk.
Oh, it's with what's his name? Oh, it's not. Steve Martin.
Geef Starten.
Who's with Steve Martin?
I don't know.
GS. Connected
Gary
to
Gary Shandling.
No. Connected to a fire in 2001's Zoolander.
I don't know the old guy's name. Oh, man. Yeah.
Gas station. GS. Connected to Strongheart in the late 1920s.
Strongheart, late 1920s. Golden State.
It's 4-2, by the way. Often seen near the police.
Often seen near the police.
Originally from Europe.
Originally from Europe, not often seen near the police.
Yeah.
From Europe. Everything's from fucking Europe.
Connected to sheep.
Oh, a German Shepherd.
Yeah, you
dog,
piece of
German
shit,
Shepherd dog. Yeah.
4-3. This phrase is thought to have originated in the 1800s.
Great Scots.
That's not a bad guess.
No, that's not it.
Scott. No. It deals with time.
Well, that's going to be grab shoppers.
This film was released on October 26th, 1990.
Good Samaritan.
No. Stephen King released this short story in 1970.
Stephen King, so it's going to be fucking weird.
Wait, yeah, like a horror film or something.
Deals with employment. GS.
Deals with employment?
Employment.
Grocery store.
No. Stephen King released a short story about a grocery store.
Maybe.
Here you go. Hands on buzzers. Typically occurs between midnight and 8 a.m.
Midnight and 8 a.m.
Yes.
That's,
what do they call that?
Golden shower. Golden showers do. midnight at 8 a.m.
Mickey, good job, Mickey. Mickey Claros.
Could you have any other?
Midnight. It happens between midnight and 8 a.m. It's the gray system. Gray
slang for the overnight.
Oh, graveyard shift.
That's it.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, midnight and 8 a.m. I'm thinking.
4-4. All right, here we go.
Graveyard shift seems like a fucking long word for GS, but okay.
I know.
Includes nearly 40 million people.
40 million people.
40 million people. Golden State. California. All right.
Seen in Leonardo DiCaprio's 2004 film, The Aviator.
German shit.
No.
German shit.
Was a troll.
What?
A troll.
A troll?
Known for spelling fruit.
George Stanlin. Starlin. George Starlin.
Gay slut. I don't.
Connected to spider webs.
Oh, man. What the fuck?
part of a singing competition TV series.
Oh man, what the shit, dude?
I don't.
Spelling George fruit. Strait. Spelling fruit. George spider Strait. Webs. Not George Strait. Has romantic connections to Gavin Rossdale and Blake Shelton.
Oh, Gwen Stefani.
God, Lord.
Jesus.
Na 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 spider webs. That song.
I don't know. Oh,
and
yeah.
B A N A N A S.
Oh, bananas. That's
spelling fruit.
Whoever made that was such a radio guy.
Stupid.
Whoever made that one was so radio. Spells fruit. That's not a fucking.
Bananas.
That's,
B. That's however bullshit. It goes. Yeah. All right. 5-5. Often connected to treasure hunting.
Going south. No.
Connected to a telescope on The Office. NBC's The Office.
Treasure
You'd have
hunting.
To watch that show to know that one.
Mm. Yeah, I'm thinking.
Deals with the unwanted.
Deals with the unwanted. What?
Commonly appear on the weekends.
Commonly appear on the weekends. Game shows, but no, that's not it.
No.
Treasure cartoons. Hunting.
Treasure hunting cartoons.
Unwanted.
Goonies.
The weekends.
Goonies.
In a sense, it appeared in Will Ferrell's 2010 film, Everything Must Go. I enjoyed that film.
That was a good film. That was a serious film.
That was good.
Garage Sale.
Yes.
On the weekends. Makes sense.
Yeah, he put everything out front. I remember that. Yeah.
Yep. That's good.
Okay. Appeared in 2004's Dodgeball.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Gary Shandling.
Jim Shark.
If you get this, Corey, it's over.
Fuck.
This is for all the marbles. Debuted in 1912.
Oh, no, Gary
Shandling. Debuted in 1912. You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. A singlet. Gay singlets. Because they wore
gay
those.
Gay singlets.
Gym shorts.
I could never wear one of those in public.
Gym shorts?
Singlets.
Oh.
So gym shorts is not it.
Yeah, so gym shorts isn't
no, it. Not gym shorts. Frequently mentioned by Mr. Sir in 2003's Holes. Its logo is green.
Oh, the Girl Scouts.
Oh, you got that from Holes, dude?
6-6. Here we go. This is for all the marbles. Known to be elusive.
Great Scott, dude.
Gary Shandling.
Gobstoppers.
Yeah, if one thing Gary Shandling's known for, it's his swiftness. He moves like cat's feet. Often attached to myth.
Ah, that's a myth. That's going to be a good sport.
Connected to a professional sports team.
Golden State. We said Golden State already.
Yeah.
Good shot. Is it professional sports team? Green Spartans. Myth.
Connected to 1851's Moby Dick.
Oh, you're talking about giant ships.
Shark. Giant shark.
No, that's a whale. There was no fucking shark, and that's a fucking whale. It's a whale tail, dude. Great story. Big, good story.
Appeared in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
German submarines.
No.
Giant squid.
G-ship. A G-ship.
Giant squid for the win.
Oh, what the fuck?
I forgot. Wow.
That's so stupid.
I just made that shit up. Wow.
What does it feel?
Feels great. I'd like to thank all the people that supported me through the years.
And now, from a location unknown for his safety, it's Kane with the Not Quite News.
Another Boeing whistleblower coming forward. He says, you got to stop making the 787 Dreamliner because it could drop to the ground in midair.
Oh, mother.
Which one? Let's see. Look up the 787 Dreamliner. Which one is that? What the fuck?
Boeing engineer doubled down on his push for the airplane to pause production on its troubled 787 Dreamliner, insisting that he would not allow his own family to fly in the plane due to his safety concerns. He says it could drop to the ground in midair unless these safety issues are addressed.
This looks like, let me see what this looks like. 787. That's what it's called, 787. It's called
787 Dreamliner, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, if anyone's going to know, it's going to be this guy. Or are we going to do like they did with the scientists when COVID started and just shut him up?
Well, we're telling him he's stupid. Okay? Oh, he's dumb. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's fucking.
Yeah.
He's just mad because we didn't pay him enough.
Sydney,
if someone that makes something tells me not to use it, I'm probably not. If Toyota was like, don't drive our cars, they're going to blow up and be like, I'm probably not going to drive that.
Of course not. That's common sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Use your own fucking head here. There's a woman, Carol Baum. She's a Hollywood producer, and she's in trouble now because she went after a fellow female. And apparently, if you're a woman, you're not allowed to critique other women.
Oh, no, you're only allowed to critique men. That's a rule. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you're on the same team. What she said was that Sydney Sweeney isn't pretty.
You got to admit.
I mean, yeah, the boobs are pretty. But she's not in the face, though. If she didn't have the tits, I don't think she'd be anywhere.
I don't think she's an outstanding actress. That's for
no. Sure. Mm. She's definitely not a comic actress. It was painful. Like that one scene in the movie where she's trying to dry her crotch in the bathroom. You know, she's up there with the blood. Oh, God, that was so painful. Physical comedy, not her thing. Why is she so hot? Nobody had an answer in her entire class.
Yeah. It's because of Euphoria. It's because, honest to God, Euphoria, she was like the sex symbol of that show. And like, I think she was the only one to show her boobs. And like, that was like a big, everyone was freaking out about it. So because she gained popularity in that show, it just, you know, people use you for what you're worth.
And this other woman's like, to unjustly disparage a fellow female producer speaks volumes about Mrs. Baum's character. That's your opinion.
She's not allowed to have an opinion about who's good and who's not good. Shut up, lady. You fucking
Isn't that
maniac.
Silly? So silly. I got some rap news.
Hell yeah, that's my favorite.
Show full of rap. Young Boy Never Broke Again was arrested Tuesday in Utah.
NBA.
He violated his house arrest and is facing drug and weapon-related charges. Mostly, I just put these three quick stories in here because I think the names of these people are just so ridiculous.
I also think he might be broke again.
Yeah. Young Boy Never Broke Again. That's the name you're going to... Okay. Oh, Glorilla was arrested Tuesday morning for driving under the influence in Georgia.
Glorilla, the girl rapper? I think she's a girl rapper. She's a girl rapper.
Yeah. Glorilla. I mean, why would you put that name on yourself?
No, Dad, that's kind of like a racist against yourself.
Well,
like,
that's what I'm saying. Why do you want to draw attention to Gorilla?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, you talk about making it easy for the racists.
Yeah, no shit.
She even had a nip slip during her sobriety test that the cop had to tell her about. Put your nipple away there.
She's like, Glorilla. It's supposed to be like that.
And then the IRS raided the Florida home of Tekashi 6ix9ine.
It was about time because that guy's always flashing cash. And like, where did the cash come from? Like, you can't, like, you basically you're giving yourself away, dude, every time.
Yeah. Seriously. That's a flex, though. Come get me. Okay.
Let's have a segment called Kane Uses Words That He Would Never Normally Use. That's a flex, though.
Well, I've used that before.
That's not
what
a
Kane
Peterson word. All right.
Is that too young of a slang for me to use?
It just seems, I don't even say that. I don't even be like, he's flexing on him. You know what I mean? That's a flex. No, I don't, yeah. Well, that's fine. If that's what you're using, that's what you're using.
I said something yesterday that you probably have an issue with.
What?
I said, I don't know, forget what it was, but I said, get him all bricked up. Somebody got a boner. Like, it was a situation we were talking about where you would get a boner. And it's like, look at him. He's all bricked up.
He had that brick dick, yeah.
See, you probably have an issue with that too, don't you?
Nah, I'm cool. Brick dick's cool. I used to say brick dick back in the day.
Okay.
Brick dick.
The NBA banned a player. Oh, nothing. You can't rig anything. So many people would have to be involved. Nah, just one. The NBA banned Toronto Raptors Jontay Porter for gambling violations.
Mm.
Listen to what he did. He disclosed confidential information to bettors, limited his own participation in at least one game while he was with the Raptors, and bet on NBA games while playing in the G League.
Well, at least they're catching. At least they caught him, and they're making a point to, like, you know, he's getting
sportsbooks
trouble.
Noticed irregular betting on the over/under on the reserve center statistics in two Raptors games. In both games, he took himself out after only playing a few minutes.
He took himself out?
Well, he's taking himself out of these fucking games.
Oh, what a fucking dick, dude. Wow, dude, they can murder him for that shit. Like, someone's gonna find him and kill him at some point.
Yeah, so he's out. He is banned for life. All right, really bad joke.
It's now time for...
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Kane and Corey's...
Really bad jokes.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
Iran has warned that even the tiniest invasion by Israel would bring a massive and harsh response.
Well, so I guess they can't send over the midgets.
You mean harsher than...
That's a tiny invasion.
Yeah. You mean harsher than 330 bombs and drones, 80% of which were duds and the rest were shot down? That kind of a harsh response?
No, that's okay. They're allowed to do that.
They're going to use bigger rocks this time? How are you going to...
Yeah, they're allowed.
What's your response? McDonald's has created billboards that smell like fries.
Love that.
Yeah, and then on the back of the billboard, it's going to be a picture of your thighs if you eat those fries. They're fucking all thigh.
Now they're working on another... Trying to make hamburgers that smell like beef.
Yeah.
Instead of baby. Today's National High Five Day. I'm sorry, you'll have to sit this one out, Kevin Hart.
Oh, because you can't reach. You're too little.
Conan O'Brien turned 61 today.
Oh, man. Okay, go ahead.
I didn't know gingers lived that long.
Ouch.
We're going to have some fun with this one. Get your finger on the fucking ba-dum-bump button. The white Ford Bronco driven in the O.J. Simpson police chase is up for sale.
Oh, man. Well.
I'll get it started.
Okay, go ahead. You get it started.
The owner hopes to be the second person who's able to use the vehicle to make a killing.
I'd like to say the sales are going good, but I don't think this car is going anywhere fast.
The price has been slashed. The bidding is between two guys and they're neck and neck.
Oh no. No. Oh, oh man.
Oh no.
Oh, you don't want to buy it? That's using your head.
Yeah.
Let me take a stab at it.
Yeah.
Come on, you got anything?
Nah.
Now I want a slice of pizza. Sorry, just Eddie.
I was going to try to get into it, but I just didn't fit.
Oh, yeah. It was the glove thing. And one more. JoJo Siwa. Is that how you say her name?
Yeah,
Siwa.
Gross.
She wants to create a whole new genre called gay pop.
Hey, we've had that forever, JoJo Siwa. It's called fucking Madonna and everyone else that did that shit.
Yes. I said, isn't that what K-pop boy bands and Justin Bieber are for?
Yeah, JoJo Sina, dude. That's what I want.
We'll go out on a really stupid note. Hall of Fame baseball manager Whitey Herzog has died at the age of 82.
Oh.
He's now being... Is she telling me Whitey's seeing all blacky?
He is survived by his brothers Honky and Cracker. Okay.
And his son Elmer.
And his son
Took
Elmer.
Took you a minute, Jay. Well,
Whitey Cracker.
So Hawaii, huh?
I'm going to Hawaii, dude.
And you're back when?
Following Tuesday.
No, so a whole week.
Yeah. Hell yeah! You think I'm going to Hawaii for a couple of days? I'm gonna make the most of it.
Like more than a week.
Yeah, please, like
you're
9 days.
On the Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Wow.
Mm. Well, Jay, time to produce and find some people to guest host.
All right. I don't know who that's gonna be, but
he's so bad. I got no other words. All right, see you later.
Goodbye, everybody.
Later.
Kane and Corey.